Birds in Canada and the United States have benefited from the slowdown in human activity due to the pandemic. Researchers have been studying the behaviour of birds during lockdown, and their findings offer lessons for how we can make our urban spaces more attractive for birds. To talk more about this, I'm joined by Dr. Nikki Koper, a conservation biologist from the University of Manitoba in Canada. Hi there, Nikki.
Hi there.
We sense this, don't we? We sense that it might be good news for the wildlife when business activity is reduced. Is that why you wanted to do this research, to get some hard numbers behind it?
Yeah, that's right. I've been studying impacts of roads and traffic on birds for a couple of decades now. And one of the things that's always been hard is trying to separate out the effect of the traffic from the effect of where the roads were. So it seemed like a good opportunity to see how wildlife might respond if we decrease traffic.
Yeah, so when everyone else was going inside for lockdown, were you heading outside to try and do some science while you could?
Well, I was on lockdown just like you guys are, at the very beginning of the pandemic, so I actually wasn't allowed to go out and collect any data. So we had to turn to another source of observations of birds. So we ended up using the largest citizen science nature database in the world, called eBird, which makes use of volunteers from all over Canada and the U.S. and across the world, including New Zealand, to make records of which birds that they have seen. And then they upload it onto an app, and we can use those data and see where the birds had been located during the pandemic in comparison with the 3 years prior to it.
Great. And what did you notice in the numbers?
So we found that birds were located in different places during the pandemic in comparison with the previous years. So they were more abundant close to highways, within tens of kilometers of airports. And for some species, they were even higher in counties or cities that had stronger lockdowns in comparison with the cities that had the weaker lockdowns. So some species actually changed how they migrated across the whole continent in response to where there was the least traffic.
Very interesting. I'm sure you've thought of this, but let me ask you, could it just be the case that these birds were being reported more often rather than being witnessed more often, particularly given people are at home with perhaps not much else to do?
So yeah, one of the very first challenges we wanted to face when we were using these data is trying to separate out the effect of the pandemic on birders from the effect of the pandemic on the birds themselves. So we made sure that we were taking bird observations from the same locations during the pandemic in comparison with previous years, and that all the other characteristics of the observers were the same. So they went out for the same length of time and went the same distance during the pandemic in comparison with previous years. So we filtered the data to make sure that we could do that comparison. But you're quite right. There were actually quite big changes to the birders themselves, which have been written about in some other papers. But for this research, we really wanted to study the birds.
Of all the bird species you have to look at, how many of them were affected in this research? How many of them do you think lockdown had an impact on?
So about 80% of the species that we looked at changed their behavior during the pandemic. So we looked at more than 80 species, and almost all of those responded. So it really represents the vast majority of the common species found across all of North America.
What do you think was going on?
So we don't know for sure what it is. Like, I think traffic is the biggest explanation, the decrease in traffic. Decreased traffic would reduce how much noise the birds are experiencing, how much air pollution there is, and also it would decrease traffic mortality if there's less traffic. And we actually suspect there might be some changes that happened across the whole ecosystem. So if there were more foxes and other animals going back and forth across the roads during the pandemic, then that might have actually made some locations there less appealing to birds, and that could have all sorts of impacts on the whole ecosystem. So we do hope to be able to do more research to try and figure out what it really was about the change in traffic that made these areas more habitable by birds. And once we figure that out, it might help us to develop some management recommendations that would also benefit birds in the long run.
It's funny, you don't always know what's causing what, right? We had a lockdown here in Wellington, our capital city, and I had anecdotal reports from listeners that they were seeing more roadkill on the way to work, more animals being killed on the road despite less traffic, and we had a few different theories as to why that might be. Maybe they're not getting as munched up as normal, so you're noticing them more. Maybe the roads are quieter at night, so they're going on there for warmth. Takes quite a bit of nutting out, doesn't it?
So there's actually two things I've read about that. One, there are some studies in the U.S. that have shown a decreased amount of roadkill for toads and other amphibians during the pandemic, and it was a really big decrease. However, we also know from some locations that cars have been driving faster. And if you drive faster, there's a much higher risk of killing wildlife. So if there was less traffic, but the traffic that was there was driving faster, it is actually possible that there was more roadkill. So those are a couple of things that could explain it.
Very interesting. We talk about birds often on this show, and usually New Zealand's native and endemic birds. What's happening with birds in North America?
So North America's bird populations are really crashing, actually. So over the last 50 years, we've lost about 30% of the number of birds that we should have here. And so that's part of the reason that we're really concerned about the whole bird community, and hope to be able to use research like this to come up with some management recommendations that will help us to conserve some species.
Mammalian predators are a problem in New Zealand, although I suspect your birds have evolved to avoid them, maybe apart from cats. I know cats nail quite a few birds in your part of the world.
Yes, that's right. It depends a little bit on which species you're looking at. I think a lot of the time we kind of ignore little species like mice and voles, the little guys. They actually can be really important nest predators. Red squirrels, which are native here, but they can really affect a lot of species. So it's true that many of our birds are fairly well adapted to avoiding predation from some of the medium-sized predators. You're right that there's a lot of exotic species we're still dealing with, especially cats, that can be a pretty significant local impact on some species, especially birds that nest on or close to the ground.
Hey, nice to chat to you. Well done for your work in this area. Keep up the good work.
Thanks so much.
That's Dr. Nikki Koper, conservation biologist from the University of Manitoba in Canada, talking about her research on the behaviour of birds and the reappearance of birds in urban areas during lockdown.